Arts and Crafts, Skulls Through the Ages, page 77. Born in Augsburg in 1497, Hans Holbein the Younger travelled to England in 1526 in search of work, with a recommendation from Erasmus. He was welcomed into the humanist circle of Thomas More, where he quickly built an excellent reputation. By 1536 he became official court painter to Henry VIII, probably because of the success of his portrait, The Ambassadors. What makes The Ambassadors so memorable, even to a contemporary viewer? The portrait depicts two powerful young men. On the left is Jean de Dinteville, French ambassador to England, while on the right stands his friend Georges de Selve, Bishop of Lavaux. The men are leaning on a cabinet containing a rich assortment of objects representing the scientific and musical culture of the period. Astronomical and navigational instruments, two globes, a lute, flutes, and a number of books. Certain details could be interpreted as references to contemporary religious divisions of the time, such as the broken lute string, which may signify religious discord. An interesting aspect of the painting is that the ambassadors look directly at the viewer. Their proud, confident postures and expressions are a mark of their high social standing. However, one object sticks out completely. In the bottom center of the composition is the distorted image of a skull. The skull, rendered in anamorphic perspective, an invention of the early Renaissance, is a visual enigma. The anamorphic technique means that the viewers must approach the painting from a certain perspective if they want to see the form as a realistic representation of a human skull. And we can suppose that a lot of people at the time didn't see it. A classical symbol of mortality, the skull was probably intended as a memento mori, remember that you must die, in Latin, to show the vanity of the material world. But traditionally the skull was placed on the same plane as the rest of the picture. The radical nature of Holbein's painting lies in the separation of the two planes, worldly existence on one hand, death on the other. This testifies to a shift in general worldview of the time and the prominence given to acquisition, expansion, trade and colonialism, alluded to by the instruments of navigation. The ambassadors are also ambassadors of this worldview. This motif has been taken up recently by American artist Robert Lazzarini. His sculpture Skulls, the year 2000, defy human perception in a similar way to Holbein's portrait, but they stretch in three dimensions. The artist starts from 3D prototypes, which serve as templates for sculpting the deformed objects. As a result, Lazzarini's sculptures become bizarre and worldly forms, which we do not know how to respond to.